ST Opinion. Can innovation be cultivated and creativity be taught? By Masako Yamada. I recently attended a company-wide training course for researchers who are interested in pursuing careers in science and technology. One of the topics that emerged several times is whether innovation is something that just happens spontaneously, such as when kids are playing, or whether creativity can be formulated and formalized so that new ideas can emerge from corporations. Since we work at a large corporation, we are interested in finding out whether there is a magic method that fosters innovation. The projects at our facility typically operate on annual cycles. I've always resented our having to commit to deadlines and goals at the beginning of the year, since it's hard to say what will actually happen. What I've found especially irksome is that people would write things like, "Invent solution to XYZ problem in second quarter," in the schedule, as if inventing something could be held to a schedule. This course turned this kind of planning on its head. One concept is that researchers from various backgrounds must combine their knowledge to solve a difficult problem together. Another concept that was introduced is that knowledge, or expertise, must be coupled with some degree of ignorance. The ignorant are not afraid of failure. They are not afraid of looking dumb. It is not necessarily the case that experts or professionals are the best at solving the stickiest problems in a specialized field. Often, it takes a pair of fresh eyes and a fresh approach to come up with an innovative solution. Excessive knowledge can, in fact, prevent a researcher from pursuing certain trajectories. Another concept that emerged is that one can always reinvent oneself and apply one's previous knowledge to a new field. One of the panelists who spoke at the course has become an expert in biotechnology, coming from a nuclear physics background. My graduate advisor has reinvented himself many times by applying established physics techniques to many fields, including financial markets, computer networks, oil extraction, Alzheimer's disease, cardiovascular disease, and lung disease. But entering a brand new field requires a great deal of self-effacement, self-study, and in the end, self-confidence. In the past, I've written about the complex issues surrounding the outsourcing of jobs to cheaper facilities overseas. The debates surrounding the topic have become more heated as the outsourced jobs become more sophisticated. From manufacturing to customer support to information technology to patent searches to financial transactions to data analysis to original research, no U.S. job seems safe from the threat of exportation. How can U.S. companies keep from falling behind? One solution, which is critical when competing in a crowded field, is to provide a superior product that is worth the extra cost. Another solution is to enter a field in which the United States already has an edge and to stay ahead by constantly breaking new ground. The latter option, to be innovative, seems to be the option of choice among many of my friends and colleagues educated in the States.